From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Wisnu Tama set 3.8 trillion rupiah budget to support tourism industry. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries secured two trawlers in the Thousand Island. Now the news in details. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Wisnu Tama Kusubandio set a budget amounting to 3.8 trillion rupiah for several national programs in a bid to recover the economy. The programs include Regional Tourism Fund, Business Certification, Tourism Reactivation Stimulant, and Hotel Procurement for Independent Isolation Facilities of COVID-19 patients. In a written statement on Saturday as quoted by Tempo, Wisnu Tama explained the Tourism Fund will target 85 regions or regencies and cities whose tourism and creative economic sectors are worst affected by the pandemic. Meanwhile, the stimulant for tourism reactivation will be given in the form of a 50% discount for tour packages for the public, which will be launched once the vaccination is running. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Medical Association, ED, Adib Kumaidi, said many resident doctors experienced depression and burnout while working during the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on survey done to 7,280 resident doctors, 54.54% of 13,355 resident doctors from 35 specialist studies on September 56, 15% of them admitted that they were depressed and 25% experienced burnout. The survey as quoted by Tempo shows the residents that felt the highest level of depression and burnout are from the internal pulmonology and pediatrics specialists. In addition, their working hours have been drastically increased during the pandemic and that they are one of the first ones who receive COVID-19 patients. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery reportedly secured two fishing boats using destructive fishing gears, namely a trawl that was fishing in the waters of the Thousand Island in Jakarta. Director General of Supervision of Marine and Fisheries Resources, PSDKP, Tebe Hairu Rahayu, in a press release in Jakarta on Saturday said that his party had secured the trawl fishing gear of two fishing vessels, namely KM Abundant Yield II and KM Sawung Jaya. He explained that in the activity, which took place on September 25th, an understanding had been given to the perpetrators regarding the provisions on the prohibitions of trawling fishing gear. Contacted separately, the head of Jakarta PSDKP base, Sumono Darwinto, said that he and his staff were indeed taking quite intensive steps in eradicating trawling in the work area of the Jakarta PSDKP base. According to Sumono, in addition to ecological damage, his side is also very concerned about social impacts, especially with the potential for conflicts that is quite high due to the operation of trawl fishing gears. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Now let's move on to the international news. France will face a month-long coronavirus epidemic that will overwhelm its health system if something does not change, one of the country's top medical figures warned on Sunday, Patrick Bouet, head of the National Council of the Order of Doctors, told the weekly journal Du Dimanche on Sunday that fresh restrictions to slow the spread of the disease in the country's worst-hit areas, including the Mediterranean city of Marseille and the Paris region have run into local resistance. Bouet told the paper that warnings delivered this week by Health Minister Olivier Véran had not gone far enough. There would be no medical staff available to provide reinforcements, and French health system would be unable to meet all the demands placed on it. China reported 14 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, compared with 15 cases announced a day earlier. The National Health Commission said in a statement on Sunday that all the new cases were imported infections involving travelers from abroad. The number of new asymptomatic cases, which China does not classify as confirmed COVID-19 patients, fell to 26 from 30 a day earlier. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in mainland China now stands at 85,351, while the number of total deaths remain unchanged at 4,639. The U.S. President Donald Trump said that U.S. Senate will likely open hearings on his third Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, on October 12, and he expected a full Senate vote before the November 3 election. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said in a statement on Saturday evening that the committee would host a hearing for opening statements on October 12, followed by 3 to 4 days of questions and testimony. The hearings are part of an accelerated timeline as the Republican-controlled Senate seeks to vote on Trump's nominee before the election and cement 6-3 conservative majority of the court. If confirmed, Barrett, a conservative and a devout Roman Catholic, will replace liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18. North Korea said it was searching for the body and South Korean men killed by its troops, but warned that South Korean naval operation in the area threatened to raise tensions. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un issued a rare apology on Friday for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official in North Korean waters. South Korea's military has accused the North soldiers of killing the man, dosing his body in fuel, setting it on fire near the sea border. The KCNA state news agency said on Sunday that North Korean authorities were considering ways to hand over the body to the South if it is found. South Korea urged North Korea on Saturday to further investigate the fatal shooting and suggested it could be a joint probe by the two sides. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Indonesia in Jakarta with today's spotlights on President delivered speech at the 75th UN General Assembly session. The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, on Wednesday delivered a speech at the 75th General Debate Session of the UN General Assembly. President Joko Widodo's speech was in the 16th position of Head of State Speeches and was delivered in Indonesian. On the occasion, he conveyed a number of views in order to encourage a better function and role of the UN at the age of 75 this year. President Joko Widodo said that the UN must continue to improve itself in facing the changing world situation by promoting multilateralism.
PBB harus senantiasa berbenah diri, melakukan reformasi, revitalisasi, dan efisiensi. PBB harus dapat membuktikan bahwa multilateralism delivers, termasuk pada saat terjadinya krisis.
The United Nations must always improve itself to carry out revitalization and efficiency reforms. The UN must be able to prove that multilateralism delivers, including in times of crisis. The UN must be more responsive and effective in solving various global challenges, and we all have a responsibility to continue to strengthen the United Nations so that the UN remains relevant and more contribute in line with the challenges of the times. The UN is not just a building in New York City, but a shared aspiration and commitment of all nations to achieve world peace and prosperity for the next generation. Indonesia has an unshakable belief in the United Nations, in multilateralism. Multilateralism is the only way that can provide equality. President Joko Widodo also expressed his concern that divisions and rivalries between countries have become sharper amid the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. He said what is needed in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic at this time is the unity of all UN member states.
Kita semua prihatin melihat situasi ini. Keprihatinan kita menjadi
semakin besar. We are all concerned about the situation. Our concern are getting bigger during the COVID-19 pandemic. At a time when we should all be united to work together to fight the pandemic, what we see is that there are still divisions and increasingly sharp rivalries. In his speech, President Joko Widodo also reiterated Indonesia's support for Palestine. According to him, support for Palestine was emphasized by the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, during the Asian African Conference in Bandung in 1955, which produced the Bandung Principles of Sila. Until now, the principles of the Dasasila Bandung are still very relevant, including the peaceful settlement of disputes, the promotion of cooperation, and respect for international law.
Palestina adalah satu-satunya negara yang hadir di Konferensi Bandung.
Palestine is the only country present at the Bandung Conference that has yet to enjoy its independence. Indonesia continues to consistently provide support for Palestine to obtain its rights. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. Let's start with an event on September 27, 1940, where the tripartite pact is signed. The tripartite pact is the pact signed in Berlin on September 27, 1940 by Saburo Kurusu of the Japanese Empire, Adolf Hitler of Nazi Germany, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Galeazzo Ciano of Italy. Under this pact, the three countries form a military alliance and officially form the Axis powers in the World War II against the Allies. It contains mutual recognition of the leadership of the three countries in their respective regions. Asia was led by Japan, while Europe was led by Nazi Germany and Italy. If one of the signatories to this patch is attacked by the United States, they will help each other. In practice, the patch was an anti-United States alliance and made Japanese relations with Britain and the United States even worse. That's moving on to September 27, 1950, where Indonesia becomes the 60 members of the United Nations. Indonesia officially became the 60 member states of the United Nations on September 28, 1950, which was stipulated by UN General Assembly resolution concerning the acceptance of the Republic of Indonesia into membership in the United Nations. Indonesia's membership is less than 1 year after recognition of Indonesian sovereignty by the Dutch at the Roundtable Conference held in The Hague from 23rd August to November 2, 1949. Along with an event on September 27, 1998, where Google is founded. Google LLC is a U.S. multinational company specialized in internet products and services. These products include search engine technology, web computing, software, and online advertising. Since its founding, the company's rapid growth has resulted in various products, acquisitions, and partnerships in Google's core search engine area. Google is estimated to operate more than 1 million servers in multiple data centers around the world. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Armando G. Alvarez, Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia and send my best wishes to all its members and listeners. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Sri Nivasaraju in India. He was monitoring our broadcast through voinews.id streaming on September 1st, 2020. Hello, Mr. Sri Nivasaraju. Thank you very much for your reception report on our broadcast. With SINPO 55555, we are like being broadcast live in your country. It was very clear. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Apa yang harus aku lakukan? Aku tunjukkan untuk membuat kau menyayangiku. Inilah aku yang memilih kau untukku. Karena aku mencintaimu dan hatiku hanya untukmu. Tak akan
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Government Highlights the Role of National Female Athletes. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, I Gusti Ayu Bintang Puspayoga, is concerned with the role of female Indonesian athletes in the national and international sports arena. Through a webinar initiated by the Indonesian National Olympic Committee, NOC, the minister said that there are still views of the public that have not been able to fully trust the abilities and fighting power of female athletes. As quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister I Gusti Ayu Bintang Puspayoga said that the main obstacles for women in the sports sector was due to social constructions and adverse views from society. Therefore, according to him, female athletes must receive the same support and empowerment as male athletes. She explained that all parties must change their views in order to invest in women in sport. The determination of athletes must be strengthened in order to increase the achievement as high as possible. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, the chairperson of NOC Women in Sport, Susan Subakti, said that the inclusion of women's roles in the world of sport is an effort to convey the message of gender equality. With regard to Indonesia's target to host the 2032 Olympics, she hopes that women participation in the world's largest sport event can increase significantly. Susan Subakti emphasized that through this discussion, hopefully it can be a source of information and input for developing women in sports and other strategic fields. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener of Radio Republik Indonesia. My name is Gustavo Ayares, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. This is a wonderful opportunity to express our congratulations for the 75th anniversary of the radio. And I hope that in the future will be a wonderful future for the listener, for the community that follow this radio. All the best for you. Blessings.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He is one of our regular listeners who is very active to monitor our broadcast, either in an English program or other languages. Almost every single day, he never get bored to send the reception report. Therefore, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, we really appreciate it. Special for you, we play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Kini cinta takkan berakhir, namun takdir menuliskan kita harus berakhir.
bijak mengiringi dukaku yang kehilangan dirimu. Sungguh ku tak mampu untuk meredam kepedihan hatiku untuk merelakan kepergian.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Today we'll introduce you to Brujul Bull Race tradition in Probolinggo. Stay tuned. Listeners, Madura, East Java, is identical with the tradition of the bull race. In this race, a pair of cows pull a wooden cart where the jockey standing to drive the cart. The jockey and the bulls compete in a high speed against other teams. The race is usually held in the field by the racetrack as far as 100 meters. Nowadays, bull race not only identical with Madura, Probolinggo also has traditional bull race, namely Brujul Bull Race. The cows which are used in Brujul Bull Race are the cows which are usually used for plowing field on the mud track. Listeners, although the race is concerned to the speed and agility of the jockeys, Brujul Bull Race very different from other bull races in Madura. In Madura bull race, cows are usually driven to the race, while the Brujul Bull Race, the cows are usually used for plowing rice fields. Interestingly, a pair of cows are used in Brujul Bull Race are small and young, so the cows in local language are called Brujul. While in Brujul Bull Race uses muddy and watery rice field as the arena of the race, while for Madura Bull Race is performed on a dry field. Listener, usually before holding the race, the cows are firstly trained by the owner. The owner sometimes give the cows herbs and spices to get a strong stamina. Besides the winner get the prize, the selling price of winning cows will soar up. In addition to increase the nominal value of or selling price of the cow itself, Brujul Bull Race is also held to provide entertainment to the local people in Probolinggo, as well as a venue for hospitality among farmers. The Brujul Bull Race tradition was initiated from farmers' daily activities who plowing their field by using cows before planting rice. This activity is then developed by a group of farmers into bull competition between farmers in every rice planting season. As time goes by and the increasing number of people who enthusiastic to the existence of bull races, then they perform Brujul Bull Race Association in Probolinggo. In 2008, the government of Probolinggo creates Brujul Bull Race as one of competitions in an event, Seminggu di Probolinggo or Sempiro, or a week in Probolinggo to compete the trophy of Probolinggo Mayor until nowadays. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Brujul Bull Race from Probolinggo, East Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Now we will reply an email from another our listener, Antonio Madrid Guitares in Spain. He was listening to our broadcast in German language. Hello, Mr. Antonio Madrid. How are you? We hope you are listening to our program now. Your email has been forwarded to the German section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Masa demi masa, tak mudah terlupa saat kau masih di sisi hingga saat kau dengannya. Kadang ku menangis, tetaplah diriku di sini masih seperti yang.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to miscellany. This edition will discuss washing soap from used oil. Stay tuned. Used cooking oil or waste oil will usually just be thrown away. However, this is not the case with Yomi Windri Asni and her garbage bank community in Yogyakarta. They turn the household waste into soap. The soap is even claimed to be able to clean stubborn stains on clothes and can be used to wash batik fabrics with natural dyes and does not fade the color. Yomi said, besides being quick to clean stains, the soap is also safe for sensitive hands because it doesn't use detergents.
Mm-hmm.
soap developed by Yomi under the label Sabun Langis does not use bleach either, making it safer for the environment. However, because used cooking oil contains quite a lot of fatty acid, Yomi, who has a background in chemistry education, does not recommend using it for the body. Yomi and several friends have been active in the waste bank community movement for some time. In November 2018, they started processing used cooking oil because there was quite a lot of used cooking oil waste. Yomi thought that efforts could be made so that this waste would not pollute the environment and be of economic value. It takes about 4 months to formulate used cooking oil into soap. Why soap? Yomi said actually used cooking oil is part of the fat used as the raw material for soap. The soap production process takes 2 weeks to a month. Now Sabun Langis is available in bar and liquid forms. A bar of Sabun Langis costs 15,000 rupiah, while the liquid soap 25,000 rupiah per bottle. This product is now also available on an e-commerce in Indonesia. Apart from Yogyakarta, Sabun Langis is widely marketed in Jakarta and Surabaya. In the near future, Yomi plans to release a powder soap product because she saw its large market potential. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bersama dia.
rasa berarti. Sanggupkah dirimu untuk bertahan hingga waktu tak berjalan? Mencintaiku walau bintangku tak terang. Cintailahku sepenuh hati sesungguhnya. Aku tak ingin kau pergi, takkan mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Pernah sama bila kau tinggalkanku. Tetaplah di sini saling memiliki. Sama lamanya cinta. Saat ku jatuh nanti menangis sepi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we will present to you with a song Garis Terdepan by Fiersa Besari. Fiersa Besari is an Indonesian book writer and musician. Starting from the indie path, Fiersa Besari's music career continued to flourish and collaborating with senior musicians such as Iwan Fals and Once Mekel. And he was awarded the 2020 Billboard Indonesia Music Awards. One of Fiersa Besari's most famous works is Garis Terdepan. The lyric video for the song Garis Terdepan on YouTube has also been watched 20 million times in just 1 year. However, Garis Terdepan has been released since 2015 on the album Konspirasi Alam Semesta. The song Garis Terdepan itself contains the expression of a person who is always ready and being there to help someone he likes. But unfortunately, his love can only be one-sided. The theme of this song is similar to the song Langit Abu Abu by Tulus. Well, listener, here is Garis Terdepan by Fiersa Besari.
hilang makna, logika tak berdaya. Di tepian nestapa, hasrat terbungkam sunyi. Entah aku pengacu, entah kau tidak. Bila kau butuh telinga untuk mendengar, bahu untuk bersandar, raga untuk berlindung, pasti kau temukan aku di garis terdepan, bertepuk dengan sebelah
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI.
Kita harus menyelamatkan segala alat siaran radio.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.